Well, welcome back to Pastor's Roundtable. Last week we had our second intern's roundtable, but now we're back to the full pastoral staff. Joining me, of course, is Derek Thomas, Gabe Fleur, David Lawton, Brian Bolt. Thank you all, gentlemen, for being with me here today. One of the first things I want to start off with is just a thank you to those who listen. This podcast has probably generated more positive feedback than any of the podcasts that we've really done. People seem eager to hear from all of us and enjoy these conversations. So just thank you to those who take time out of their busy day and schedule in order to listen to this podcast. And also, if you are a listener and you have a question that you would like the pastors to talk about, let us know. Send an email to me, jsquires@firstprescolumbia.org. That's jsquires@firstprescolumbia.org. And maybe we'll have a chance to discuss it. Well, I think the biggest news, especially around here, is the trajectory to return to in-person worship. And I don't think it would be an understatement to say that we are all incredibly excited about, cautiously optimistic maybe, but excited about the ability to come back together and worship in person. And so on that note about coming back together and being excited, I just wanted to ask you guys, is there something in your ministry area that you are looking forward to, that excites you once we're able to come back to whatever this new normal might be? And Derek, would you mind starting us off?
Yeah, sure. What are those Mexican things the chef makes that are cinnamon and sugar?
Chorizo?
And
is that what it
chorizo?
Is?
Chorizo. No, isn't that a sausage?
Oh, that's the sausage. Churro. Yeah. Churro. That's churro. What it is. Churro.
Churro. Yeah, they are the best. I mean, they are the best. So I'm looking forward to having some of Chef's churros. You know, the meeting that I miss the most, and it's always been the meeting that I enjoyed the most, was the Wednesday at noon. And I've enjoyed preaching at those events. You know, the room was full. It's an older age group. They've had a wonderful meal. I mean, it's probably the best meal of the week. And, you know, they're happy. And I would give what Sinclair used to call a wee wordy. And I think I caught the rhythm of that better than I do anything else. I that sounds boastful. I don't mean it to sound that way. But I felt at ease in that setting more so than I would preaching on Sunday. And I don't know when that's going to return. I don't know when food services are going to return, but I really, really miss that. I think the algorithm that we employed for that meeting worked sort of perfectly. And that's what I miss.
Yeah, me too. I love that meeting. Actually, it was on my list. If no one said that meeting, that was going to be on my list too. It's so warm. The people there are usually incredibly happy to see each other. The food is fantastic.
And of course, none of us ever ate the food.
No. We would always go to lunch afterwards.
We would go to Greek Boys afterwards.
That's right. Out of solidarity for the person speaking, because none of us like to eat right before we have to speak. The other thing about that meeting is because it is made up of such a vulnerable population, at least as it relates to this particular virus, when we're able to restart that, that to me will be a key indicator that we are back to whatever normal is.
Yeah, I'm pessimistic about how soon we can return to that. But I'm excited about, next Sunday. A little nervous about the numbers, you know, if we have too many people wanting to come back, it's going to be a little awkward. So folks listening to this need to pray that we'll, you know, that we get this right. And it's super complicated.
Yeah, that's true. I also think there might be people who listen to this who don't know about Wednesdays at First, that for whatever reason, that's never been a part of their rhythm. If someone hasn't ever attended, what would you tell them?
Great food. It's the best meal that we serve at the church, without a shadow of a doubt. And it's not complicated. It's a devotional. I always thought folks listened incredibly well on Wednesday. It wasn't overly long. I think we started at 12:15, and then we sang something, and I probably spoke for 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so. And it was done by 5 to 1.
If you're anywhere near downtown, like, I would highly suggest, once we're able to get that back. Okay, Brian, how about you? Something in your ministry area that you are looking forward to once we're able to return?
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Well, like Derek, I really miss Chef Rich's cooking for sure. But I'm also looking forward to visiting people again. Such a big part of my job and part I really enjoy. But just to be able to see people face to face again, and you know, Zoom is great and phone calls are great, but it's really not the same. So I really miss the face to face interactions. I miss sitting with people in their living rooms and listening to their stories and praying with them and praying for them. I miss standing at bedsides in hospital rooms. I miss that privilege of just reminding people when they're hurting or they're scared or they're lonely that, you know, you're not alone. The Lord is with you. It's got nothing to do with me personally, really, but just the sort of incarnational presence of being there with people. I miss that, and I'm looking forward to getting back to it. I miss eye contact and handshakes, although maybe it's going to be elbow bumps or whatever for a while. But that interpersonal ministry is what I really miss and look forward to gradually maybe getting back to.
Yeah, I think all of us miss that sort of in-person interaction that we had with congregants. You know, even things just like handshakes at the door on the way out on Sunday mornings that we just took for granted last time. And I don't think we're going to take for granted as much anymore.
Absolutely.
David, how about you? Anything in particular that you're looking forward to in your ministry area once we're able to return?
Thanks, Josh. One of the things I'm so thankful to the Lord for is our congregation. It's a dear congregation. And much like has been already said, very much looking forward to being with the flock. A second thing is that of I'm so thankful to the Lord for our worship services. Christ exalting, God-centered, filled with faith and love, the faithful preaching of the word. I've had a unique privilege, and actually most Sundays, I think every Sunday so far, being in the sanctuary morning and evening. But it's an unusual, it's a great experience to hear the wonderful preaching. But it's hard to not sing. I love to sing. Even when I'm off note, I love to sing. And I look forward to being able to join in the praises of God with His people. I know it'll be in maybe a more limited way. I know it will be a little different, but even saying the Apostles' Creed and praying the Lord's Prayer with my brothers and sisters. And I guess the third aspect, something Brian mentioned, I miss visiting people in hospitals and their homes. I guess it's just such a high privilege to be with the Lord's dear people and to be with them in those settings where the ministry of the word can take on a very specific application to their circumstances and kind of that ministry of house to house of the word of our God. So I'm excited for what the Lord's doing among us, looking forward to being with the dear family, to being together in worship. And it'll be probably further down the road because hospitals are still pretty tight on visits. And we have to be careful in homes, but look forward to that and the Lord's good timing as well.
I'll tell you, my children will be happy when we can return and start singing as well, so they won't have to listen to their dad sing so much. They'll be able to actually hear good singing every once in a while. Unfortunately, Melanie has to try and cover up all my terrible singing at the moment, and that's a bit much even for one person to handle.
You keep making a joyful noise, Josh.
I will try to keep making joyful noise. For me and the Lord, not so joyful for everyone around me. All right, Gabe, how about yourself?
Well, thanks, Josh. I think the thing I miss the most is the evening service that I have the pleasure of preaching at. And, you know, since I started preaching probably, 14 years ago or so, it's always, and most of the time, except for the 5 years I was a church planter, in the evening service. So it's always been near and dear to my heart. My family's never been in a church that didn't have an evening service. So I love that part of our worship. I sympathize with Dr. Ferguson. I think it was him who said that that was his favorite service. And I miss seeing everybody being able to greet folks at the back of the church. And to echo what David and Brian said, just seeing everybody, whether it's Wednesday, whether it's in a hospital room. I don't like those visits so much because a lot of times people don't want to be in the hospital room. But just seeing everybody, being with our congregation, being able to gather and have that interaction of all this social stuff that I think a lot of us miss. For me, this is for sure at the top of the list. I could, as hard as this is for this, for a lot of people probably to believe, but I could never go to another Gamecock football game and be okay. But I would for sure much rather be in worship every week than anywhere else.
Amen to that, though I'm sure it is hard to believe for many a people that you would be able to not go to another Gamecock game and be happy, especially if they actually found a winning season, right? That it would be hard not to be there for that.
I was going to say, there's some qualifiers that need to be introduced into that equation, and one of them would be it's probably a lot easier and a much happier experience if you don't go.
Right. Yeah, I think I would just echo some of the sentiments that you guys already said. You know, counseling is a kind of one-on-one deal, and it's really hard to do all my counseling over Zoom, which is where we're at currently. There's so much data in the room that I didn't even realize that I had until recently that I just lose out on. I can tell when someone is just on the precipice of something difficult. Tears begin to form, they begin to choke up or whatever. That on a digital screen and when things get kind of fuzzy and voices freeze and it's hard. And trying to pay attention to all of those minute details on a flat digital screen versus in living person is just exhausting. So I used to be able to do counseling, you know, kind of 8 to 5. And when I got to the end of the day, I would be tired, but it would be a good sort of tired. Now, if I do 3 or 4 Zoom calls in a row, counseling, especially Zoom calls, I'm exhausted. It really takes a lot more out of me. And I fear I'm just not nearly the counselor for the Lord's people right now that I could be if we were in person. So I really look forward to just being in the presence of people in the midst of whatever they're going through and just one-on-one for me. The other thing is that communion. I can't wait until we're able to actually do communion together again. The Sunday that was the first Sunday that we got that got canceled was scheduled to be a morning communion service, if I remember correctly. And so it's just been a long time since when we've been able to do communion together. And I look forward to whenever it will be, whatever it looks like, that we're able to enjoy communion together without fear ruining it. So those are some of the things that I think I'm really looking forward to. And there are other things, too. As I was thinking about this, I'm looking forward to the return of the Foundry and for both men and women, and people be able to do one-on-one ministry with each other. That's been such a wonderful thing. Being able to gather in a large group with all the interns. We've got 3 more coming. We'll have 8 interns on board overall. But, I mean, at our current rate, I can't even gather with all the interns without breaking certain regulations. So I look forward to being able to be with them as well. So just some of the things that I'm looking forward to. Brian, would you mind closing us in prayer?
Would love to. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, you have been so faithful to us over the past 3 months. And we are thankful for that. Thank you for your sustaining grace upon our congregation, upon us as ministers. And Father, we do ask your wisdom as we get back together on the 28th. I pray that you would help us to get it right numerically and with interpersonal interactions with our congregation. Pray that you grant us great wisdom in that. But I pray that our time together as a congregation would be full of joy and not overly distracted by the precautions that we still need to take. I pray that we would just be caught up in the joy of the Lord. May that be our strength, and may we just rejoice in your presence and in your sustaining grace and your kindness to us. We thank you for your blessings that are new to us every single day, and we ask for your for continued opportunities to minister that grace to our congregation. We thank you for them, for their encouragements, and for their patience with us during this time. And we thank you for the things that you have taught us, for the patience that you have instilled into us, though we grudgingly receive it sometimes. You have continued to teach us things we are convinced that we could learn no other way than having gone through these circumstances in the last 3 months. So we thank you for your sweet and kind providences to us. And we ask your blessing upon us as we continue to serve you. May we do so not in our strength and not in our wisdom, but in yours. And I pray that you would equip us for every good work. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Josh.
Absolutely. And gentlemen, we will see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.